This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much, and good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and I hope that you will join us for the next 3 hours. We're going to talk about the plants at your place, and let me give you those phone numbers. Let's establish the phone lines. Let's see if they work. We have great screeners in place. We have Jackie Peel, Master Gardener, and we also have R.J. Williams, Master Screener, and we also have Greg in Richardson, who is our first caller for today, and we'll go to him in just a moment. So that's good news. The phones are working. You always want that in a talk show, don't you? How about we give those phone numbers, 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. Outside the Fort Worth, Dallas area, you can reach us toll-free. That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, it's very simple. You hit the pound sign, and then you hit 820, pound 820 for Verizon. And you'll be right through, and waiting at this time in this program is minimal. And this time of year is not too bad for waiting because the problems are generally not diagnostic. Those are the ones that take a little longer. So I hope you'll pick up the phone, give us a call. A quick reminder that a week from right now, we will be saying good morning to Dr. George Ray McEachern, the fruit and pecan specialist with the Texas A&M system. He is retired and has come back into the system to work. A lot of employees with A&M do that. And I don't know exactly how that all operates. I left 30 years ago, so I don't know, 34 years ago. But they are available to us, and George Ray has done my program 31 years on Super Bowl Sunday. We will be talking only about fruit and pecans next week. So if you have a lawn-related or a landscape-related question that you'd like me to address, today's your day. And I'll try on the others. Easy questions on fruit and pecans I can certainly handle, but it's amazing to me the depth of the questions that come in while he's on the air, some of them from orchard managers, etc. It's fun to listen to. Today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored by the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. And today's dog, this is one of those when I opened up the email from the SPCA Friday, I chuckled, and just a chuckle of that's a great dog, and printed it so that our grandson Joseph and my wife and daughter could see this little dog called Peaches. Peaches is an adorable 2-year-old miniature poodle who likes to play prima ballerina, and that is the photo that they sent me. And yep, you guessed it, she's as sweet as Georgia Peach, but she's as proud as any Texas lady should be. This Southern Belle has a soft, fluffy apricot fur coat. She really does. She's petite at only 11 pounds. She's a little shy at first. She's getting used to her surroundings at the SPCA, but she warms up quickly with a few treats and a little extra TLC when people stop by and say nice things to her. Peaches likes to go for walks. Sometimes she'll stand on her hind legs and beg when she wants to be held. Peaches would do well in a nice, quiet family and give her the time and the patience she needs to settle into her new home. She's a very sweet, cuddly companion who soon will be an excellent pup for a lucky family. They invite you to come see her today. That's at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. And our dog from last week, fun-loving Catahoula Lab Mix, Corbin, is still waiting for a home, too. He's a little larger than Peaches is, so if you need a larger dog, go visit with Corbin today. The shelter, the Perry campus of the SPCA, is just beautiful, and it's been open 7 or 8 years now, something like that. We've adopted several dogs, and, well, not so much cats. We do have a cat, but she just kind of showed up. She would have been an SPCA cat. I guess I'll count her that way. But our dogs, I have 20 animals over the years that I've adopted from the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. That's a lot of dogs. I'm a dog guy. That's over a 35-year period. So I hope that you will go to the shelter, and I'll tell you how to find it in just a second. They have a brand-new Dallas shelter as well. Now, you can see all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption by visiting spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. And just like all pets at the SPCA, Peaches has already been spayed, has had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. Pretty Peach is waiting for her new forever owners to come meet her today at the SPCA shelter, 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Stacy Road, also known as Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer in southwest McKinney on the north edge of Craig Ranch. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Now, the new Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive in Dallas, and they invite you to stop by and see all their wonderful animals waiting for loving homes between 12 and 6. Now, that is Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. I-30 in Hampton Road. So that's the SPCA, and more information at SPCA.org. There you go. The Baylor Regional Medical Center is the sponsor of that report today, and I'm very proud to tell you about Baylor Plano is the way we need to refer to this, because there are lots of Baylor Regional Medical Centers. The Baylor healthcare system is really awesome. My wife is on the board for one of the new facilities being developed, and I'll be open about it in McKinney. But this particular message is for Baylor Plano, because that is where our daughter's life was saved 7 years ago this April. And we're pretty beholden to Baylor Plano, just a little bit, do you think? While we were there, she had a very infectious illness that just crops up out of nowhere. It's the flesh-eating bacterium, and they identified it, and they literally saved her life. While we were there for 17 days with our daughter, we learned about the Baylor Scoliosis Center on a different floor, and it already had a reputation, a wonderful reputation. People were there from countries around Europe and all over America. Scoliosis is a disorder of the spine in which vertebrae actually rotate. A curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. And the Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7 years. The SColiScore test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the SColiScore test, a member of the physician's office team takes a saliva sample from your child and sends the sample to the lab for analysis. Within a couple weeks, the results come back. Your physician then can create a personalized treatment plan for your child. SColiScore tests are appropriate for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with the diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. Visit thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com for more information. Thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, or you can phone 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Baylor Plano is at the northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike, the Baylor Regional Medical Center, Baylor Scoliosis Center.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much, and we're ready to get the program underway. Let's go to Greg in Richardson, first call up today. Greg, thanks for calling in early. How can I help?
Good morning, and I first want to thank you for such a wonderful event yesterday.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, more than I anticipated. It was overwhelmingly wonderful.
Well, he's referring to our landscape school, and Greg, I confess, I'm having trouble even talking this morning after yesterday afternoon.
It
was a long day, but it sure was fun. I enjoyed that as much as any I've ever participated in. How can I help you today?
Simply said, I have a lot of hydrangeas, and I'm not sure as to the merit of how they survived last summer. How can I go out at this point and determine which ones are really alive and what I can do to nourish them into this next potential stage four? What can I do to assure myself that what's alive is still there, or if they're dead, pull them out?
They should be very visibly alive at this point if they are. When did you begin to see problems with them? What'd they look like in September or October?
Late fall. I saw a lot of these canes starting to just dry out.
Okay.
And I took some out that were evidently dead. They were just snap off.
Yeah, that's how you can test them very easily to see. I would use that as my test. If you should be able to tell without any problem at all about the viability of them. Last summer was very bad, but I don't know that it. You heard me talking yesterday about hydrangeas not being very easy in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that they really are better adapted farther east. I didn't get into a lot of detail with it, but that's the case. You're talking about florist hydrangeas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do they regrow from the ground? If they go into shock, do they regrow from the base back up?
Yeah, but when you have that happen, or when you trim them heavily in the wintertime, you get blind shoots. That's what a florist just shudders to get. That's a very vigorous vegetative shoot that won't have any flowers forming, any floral bracts that will form. If your plants are just totally browned and bare and burned up, I would use your snapping test and see if there's anything left there of any supple nature. If there is, then leave them alone, and otherwise just wait and see. You're going to know within a month anyway. There's no point in rushing this right now. The other thing that you addressed was stage four, and as we kind of hinted at yesterday, it's hard to know what the North Texas Municipal Water District will do. Lake Levan has come up 5.5 feet in the last 4 days. It was down 12 feet. It's come up 5.5 feet. It's almost gotten half of the elevation up. That's not half of the water volume, because it gets wider as it gets up toward the full capacity. But it's a significant increase, and it's almost where we were in April of last year. We're within about 7 inches. I have a screen capture of the Corps of Engineers reading on April 21st, and we're about 7 inches away from that elevation. And we were in stage one at that point. So, you know, hopefully something will shift. We're early in the season. If we get a few more rains and it can continue to come up, 492 feet is the conservation pool. At that point, it's full, and we're almost at 486. So, anyway, I don't know that I would worry about stage four. You didn't address that, but I just thought I'd throw that one in. I would sit tight, wait, and see what happens on your hydrangeas. If they are not doing well, very honestly, scale of 1 to 10 in the Fort Worth-Dallas area, I would give them maybe a 2, maybe that high. They are very difficult plants.
Is mulching a very effective tool around here?
Everything you can do. Organic matter in the soil, constant moisture. They must have shade. They have iron deficiency issues. They are challenging. What I said yesterday in the landscape school about gardenias being challenging, it's a reason you didn't see me mention either of these plants in my best plants. I did mention oak leaf hydrangea, but you saw it was much larger. Yeah, yeah.
Why is that better than the others?
Totally unrelated plant. Yeah, totally unrelated plant. Why do polar bears do so well in the north when grizzly bears are more down here? It's just the same kind of difference. It's what they're acclimated to.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm glad you came, and I hope you enjoy your consultations out at the arboretum. I know that's going to be fun.
Look forward to it. Thank
Super.
You.
I'll see you there. Thank you very much. Bye bye. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will come back, and our next call will be Ray and Mahia. And let me tell you right now about the things going on in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. And Randy, so you don't think I've lost my mind, I'm reversing the sequence of these ads just a little bit. TNLA, they have stood alongside us, in fact, those of us who care about gardening in North Texas. At a state level, they have helped in the plans for water conservation and in coordinating efforts to work out good solutions for all on the water curtailment issues of the North Texas Municipal Water District. I have always had the utmost respect for the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and that has redoubled over the last several weeks as I've helped with a coalition that has worked to come to a resolution of ways that we all can live and our gardens can survive. We gardeners waste a lot of water, and you're going to be seeing a concerted effort from TNLA over the next couple of weeks. It will begin and it will go on through, that will deal with water conservation. Even if the drought is broken, you can't tell, you never know in Texas, we still need to conserve water, because you don't, if you're out there watering your yard at a time when that yard is dry, you don't know if you're in the next drought. You never know. So the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association invites you to pay attention to what they have to tell you, because they have professional nursery people. They have certified landscape professionals, certified nursery professionals, and master certified nursery professionals. These are men and women who have studied long and hard hours. They've taken a difficult exam in each of their fields to to pass, and they offer you knowledge, service, and professionalism. Candidates for certification in the industry study to obtain mastery in topics like growth and development of plants, plant ID, plant disease, and insect problems, and much, much more. They are the experts. Look for a Texas Certified or Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional, Texas Certified Landscape Professional, members of the great Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Keeping the moisture level around your house constant is essential for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Find out how easily and inexpensively you can make a foundation watering system by going to foundationrepairs.com. Of course, if you need repairs, Advanced is the best with a transferable warranty that's good for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. All right, let's talk about Dixon Brothers right now. This is where Mary Traveland works. She is one of the owners of Dixon Brothers, a family business from her family. And I am proud to tell you about Dixon Brothers. They have everything. I have a script I have to follow, but just off script before I get into it, I need to tell you, whatever it is, if it touches water, if it's in your garden, in your ranch, in your farm, if it's outdoors, they have it. Let's see what they're talking about today. 38 years they've been working with water, providing quality water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, chemicals and service, water well pumps and supplies. Same thing I just said, isn't it? Right. Most pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or has stopped working, you need to be calling Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard can be installed, which automatically turns your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38. That'll protect your pool equipment from freeze damage. It's easy for you, and it's great for the pool. Don't let old man winter freeze your pool equipment. Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Winter is not behind us yet. Remember, the worst of the cold spells came in February last year and the year before. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Here's the number again at 972-288-7537. Call for more information or directions. They're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, and it's 972-288-7537 for Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Hi, join me at neilsperry.com for timely tips, answers to your most asked gardening questions, event information, and to subscribe to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You'll find special offers and tips on coping with the Texas weather. It's the place to learn about the pens I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. And I have a direct link to me on Facebook. That's all at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Save one-third on my 2012 Texas gardening calendar. Now, this ad is not going to be around much longer. This special will not be around much longer. This is the calendar that has more than 12,000 words telling you month after month what you need to be doing in that month, when you need to be planting the onions right now, when you need to be planting English peas right now, all that sort of thing. So you really don't want to delay. You want to get the calendar right away. It will keep you right on top of when to do everything, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, the last category, what pests are likely to show up and when you need to deal with them, when you need to treat for them, and how you might want to do it. A lot of them are organic control. Some are inorganic when the organics just don't work, but there you are. Now, this calendar has 20% more information than I've ever put in a calendar before. I think it's the prettiest one we've ever published, my 29th annual Texas gardening calendar. Save one-third on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the magazine deemed to be the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. All of that for just $38.95, and every word of it written just for Texas. A one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, your copy of the calendar, and all that information for $38.95. There's a $3 postage charge on the calendar. Call. The calendar alone will pay for the entire offer, just in the savings of good decisions. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 o'clock today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Ray in Mahia. Ray, this is Neil. Good morning.
Neil, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How can I help?
Good, good. I have in the Mahia area, Lake Mahia, I have three large pines. I'm guessing 40 feet, maybe taller. They, by appearances, have died, and power company has agreed to remove them for me. Because they threaten the power line, and I don't want to do that unless, in fact, they are dead. I took a pocket knife and chipped off some of the bark and tried to see what the wood was like, and it was still soft. It wasn't green. I don't know where to go from here.
All right, I'm going to take a brief side trip because some people do mistakenly identify junipers as pines. Are these pines with the long needles, the 5-6 inch needles? Okay,
yes,
sorry. I have to do that because even my father-in-law,
sure,
lifelong farmer, called everything a pine.
Yeah.
Pines, when they are brown, do not come back.
Okay.
Point blank. So I think it's time to cut them down. Is that from the drought?
I'm sure, yes.
Oh,
I have some over in the Streetman area as well at a different property, and same way. They're just brown. Needles are gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, those, especially if the power company is saying we have a problem with those, they're used to looking at things. They know.
Yeah. Well, good. Thanks.
All right. Sorry about that. Good deal. Thanks for the call. Let me, you know what, Brett, I'm gonna do Jerry Overton a favor right now and be a good boy and get my news break in on time. You're coming up next, Brett Nasel, my friend. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. This is fun. You know, maybe you don't want to have a plumber come out, but isn't it comforting to know when you have somebody come to your home that you're dealing with the best in the business? Isn't it comforting to know that you're dealing with a company with a reputation of excellence for a little bit of time? How about since 1903? Isn't that nice? Wouldn't you rather deal with a company like that where you have that trust and you know they'll do the job right? Dallas Plumbing Company, serving DFW since 1903, family owned by the Downs family for four generations. Nice people. They're the top DFW plumbing, air, and heat choice by Best Pick Report of top quality home service providers and the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence several straight years. Dallas Plumbing Company, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Come see the new designer and famous brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and much more on display at their kitchen and bath showroom. That's at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road. It is a glorious showroom. They have all kinds of top quality equipment, affordably priced, and by talking to them there, you can get the equipment and then they have the team to install it if you choose, or they'll show you how to do it yourself. Talk to the experts first. For more information, call them at 214-340-6300 or go to their website at dallasplumbing.com. dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300. Those orange and black trucks you're so familiar with, dallasplumbing.com. That's 214-340-6300.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I want to tell you about Scott's Songbird Selections, developed by ornithologists using only high-quality ingredients, no added fillers like corn and Milo. It's been field-tested and proven with more than 30,000 feeder observations to attract a wide variety of songbirds and keep the birds coming back. Scott's Songbird Selections has a wide variety of birdseed blends to attract just the right wild birds in your area. Choose from all-purpose blends to press seeds and soots. New for this year is NutraThrive Wild Bird Food. It provides essential nutrients wild birds need to thrive. NutraThrive contains a supplement that provides vitamins and minerals that are often lacking from other wild birds. food blends. It's proven to improve bird health. It supports reproduction, immunity, molten plumage, vision, and energy production. And it's now available at your local Ace stores in three different sizes. It's in bags, pressed seed, and soot. NutraThrive, Scott's most advanced bird nutrition ever, and you can get more information on Scott's Songbird Selection products by going to scotts.com, S-C-O-T-T-S, scotts.com. Right now, let's go to Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24-7 newsroom. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:31. The Obama administration continues to urge Egypt to lift travel restrictions for a handful of Americans, including the son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, so they can come home. Last night, Hood says he's been in contact with his son.
My son is safe, and the administration through the State Department and the National Security Team is working very hard so that he can leave Egypt.
Sam LaHood, the director of the Egyptian Program for the International Republican Institute, was told a week ago he was on a no-fly list when he tried to board a plane. Sea of cars encircles central Moscow today as hundreds of autos flying white ribbons or white balloons drive around the city's garden ring. It is a show of support for a protest movement against Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. It is demanding free and fair elections, Putin running on a March 4th presidential election. And four current and former staff of the Rupert Murdoch-owned Sun are free on bail today, along with a police officer. They were arrested yesterday on suspicion of bribery. WBAP News Time, 8:32.
No accidents or stalls to get in your way right now. You do have some construction work we're being told about in Dallas on LBJ, 635 between the tollway and Midway. Two of those right lanes now closed off through there. Not seeing any slowdowns, though. You also have various entrance and exit ramps blocked off. They're continuing to take down that Welch Road Bridge. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. 99 Cents Only Stores makes it easy to say something special this Valentine's Day. Pick up box chocolates, fragrances, picture frames, and more for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for Valentine's Day. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie Linden on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
WBAP weather in touch forecast. We're looking for sunny skies and a high near 61 today. Clear down to 42 tonight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The high should be around 70. And Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 73. Right now, it's clear, 31 at Love Field, clear and 34 at Fort Worth Meacham, and in Arlington, clear and 31 degrees. It's 8:33. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM. AM 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Now is a great time to plant trees. Shades of Green has an incredible selection of Chinese pistache, Shantung maples, lacy oaks, Mexican buckeye, rough leaf dogwoods, Eve's necklace, rusty black haw viburnum, possum haw hollies, live oaks, red oaks, burr oaks, chinquapin oaks, various hollies and crepe myrtles, as well as many other well-adapted varieties. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best time is now. With over 7 acres of well-adapted plants from perennials to trees, Shades of Green really is the right place for the right plant, all in a unique country setting. Many are locally grown right there on their own farm, so they can always offer you the right plant. Give them a call, 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
I've been doing ads for Dalworth Clean, originally Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, for more than 30 years now, 31 years. And during that time, James Smith has grown his business to include every possible, every imaginable type of flooring service and surface. And it's been amazing to watch. My wife and I got a wonderful tour of their facilities just a few weeks ago, and it's amazing to me all of the things that they can do to help you. Now, they are right back at their roots for the time being with their special right now. It is pay only $29 per area on 5 areas of more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings. You can do that right now, this morning on Sunday. Or tomorrow, you can call them at 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. 267-8433, and that'll get you underway on getting help on all of your carpeting at that savings of $29 per area, 5 areas of more Dalworth Cleaned. Now, they also do tile and grout. They also do marble polishing, cleaning and polishing, hardwood floor cleaning and polishing, and even a sandless, messless resurfacing. They have so many other features. If you have concrete floors, a lot of homes do now, they can make them look absolutely fabulous. They do all of that. And Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills is a retail storefront where they sell new flooring of all kinds, beautiful flooring, including some of the most beautiful wool carpeting anywhere in the world. We're getting new carpeting for my magazine office, and you betcha I went to Dalworth Fine Floors. Justin Sifford is the best. For the main number into Dalworth Clean, it's 214-817. Metro 267-8433 for the carpet cleaning special. Call tomorrow or book online now at dalworth.com. And then once again, the address for Dalworth Fine Floors are open 6 days a week, closed Sundays. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. All of this is explained at dalworth.com.
Those numbers to call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call him now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. And I might add, she does not give the Verizon number because of the length of the intro, and I'll give you that. Pound sign and then 820 on our Verizon phone. The pound sign, then 820. Brett Nasel, my friend, how are you? Hello, Brett.
Yeah, I'm
good. How you doing? How can I help you?
Last week, I bought some seed potatoes, cut them up, let them heal, and then I started thinking, well, you know, it's probably a little bit early for me to be putting them in the ground right now. So I thought, well, let me go ahead and try to get them to sprout and put them in my greenhouse until, you know, get further into February or something. But I look at them right now, and none of the eyes are sprouting.
That's okay.
Okay, so how do I go about getting them to sprout? Right now, they're sitting on newspaper on my dining room table by a window.
Which is a good place to have had them, and I think what I would do is, Brett, as soon as the soil can be worked due to moisture, I would get them planted. It is about 2 weeks earlier than you normally would want to plant seed potatoes in our area. But you are also around an urban heat pocket. You're not in it, but you're near it. And so you probably have gained a few days on average from that. And just because this winter so far has been kind of mild, I would take that chance on potatoes. They can handle the cold. And what you can do if you get an unusual cold spell, let's say the 23rd of February, is cover them in some way, either with frost cloth or with tree leaves or something, and keep the leaves from freezing. They're going to be down below ground for a while until they sprout out, and so they're going to be protected for a while. I wouldn't worry about the 10 or 12 day early start, because the next 10 or 12 days look like they're going to be pretty warm anyway. I don't think you want to be planting them with 1 inch sprouts coming out of them.
Is there I guess I was a little concerned about, you know, some of them just never sprouting. I was wanting to see it first.
Is that the way you watch seeds germinate?
No.
I'm sorry, that was cheap. I couldn't pass it up. I wouldn't worry about that. Now, I'll tell you what, when I get, and let me explain to everybody else, seed potatoes, if you've never grown potatoes in your garden, you're missing a real bet. They're wonderful. And you won't get the big baking-sized potatoes here, usually, at least I never have, but you get really nice new potatoes up to about half size, baseball-sized potatoes, regularly, easily. Good drainage is critical, and loosened soil is critical. All right, having said that, you go to a farm supply store or nursery and you buy certified seed potatoes. And the reason you want those is they have not been sprayed with a growth retardant, a growth inhibitor for those sprouts. Grocery store potatoes often have, or were, I don't know if they still do. They must, because they don't sprout freely. And I like to cut my seed potatoes into two or three pieces, Brett. Theoretically, you could cut them into more, because each one of those little eyes on the outer edge will make a plant, but I prefer not to have them down so small. And so that may be part of what you're seeing, is some small eyes that aren't sprouting, but I wouldn't do that. Leave them on the newspaper for 2 or 3 days and then plant them. They just need to callus over so they're not freshly cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd get those in the ground as soon as the ground's dry enough to let them in, maybe now.
Okay.
All right. Good to hear from you always. Take care, my friend. Let's go to Woody in Rockwall. Woody, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm well. How can I help you?
Running into a real problem. I've got 3/4 of an acre, and we have several stock ponds around us, and I'm being inundated with crawfish of all things, and I've tried everything I can think of to get rid of them, and I'm having no luck at all.
I have asked the wildlife management specialist at A&E. I think that's where I ended up being sent. It's been a few years ago. Entomologists don't deal with them because they're certainly not insects, and there isn't just a whole lot of other place to turn. And I think I went through the turf people also, and everywhere I went, they said, Neil, this is a water table issue. It's a drainage issue. They are living in brackish soil. If you have a high water table, then you're going to have crawfish. And, you know, until you mentioned the stock ponds, when I saw Woody from Rockwall crawfishing yard on my screen, I thought, wow, these must have cropped up in a hurry after the rains this week, or there's something else going on and the stock ponds are the something else. They have raised the water table. If there's any way to divert that water, either with some kind of a French drain between you and the stock ponds, or change the grade so that water drains away from the area, the lower area. Is this a low area where they are?
No, sir. It's the whole yard. And what the deal is we're all on septic tanks out here, so there's plenty of available moisture.
Yeah. And that's where they're coming from. They are in wet soil. They cannot live in soil that... normal soil, a normal landscape, a normal lawn area will be moist when you irrigate, and then it will dry out, and it's not having a chance to dry out that much. Probably that's going to be the problem. I don't have a good answer. I think I'd have to do a lot of research to figure that out. I think I would talk to I would do a little research online, probably through a Texas A&M. Aggie Horticulture online. That's the horticulture website, and a lot of the really good turf information ends up in that big website. Or you could look up A&M Agronomy, and because that is what turf falls in, and see if there are some answers for crawfish there. And I'm going to do the same thing, but I just there are no products you can put on the ground that are going to kill them. There's no insecticide or anything like that I'm aware of. So this is kind of a non-answer. If anything, it just validates the frustration you're having and says, hey, I understand, but it doesn't help you much. I'm sorry. But let me see what I can find, and if you'll do that same research maybe between two of us, we can come up with something. I'll do something during the news and try to put an answer on the air here after 9 o'clock.
I would appreciate it if you tried.
All right. Really, you bet. I'll see what I can find in a hurry. Take care. Thanks, Woody. Let me go to Judith in Paris. Judith, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
Thank you. I have about 20 60 to 70-foot oak trees in my yard, and within the past week, 4 of them have suddenly lost the bark. It's all fallen to the ground. Are those trees dead, and should I have them removed?
All right. How many of the 60 or 70 trees? You said you have 60 or 70 trees, and part of them, is that the word you used?
No, I have maybe 12 to 15 that are that tall, and 4 of them have lost the bark on them.
Okay. I guess you were giving me height and not quantity. Without seeing them, Judith, it's hard to tell you. I know that we had a post in my electronic newsletter this week, Neil Sperry's eGardens. If you happen to get that, you can read it. And if you don't, you can go to my website, and it is archived at the lower right corner for a few more days. And on a thing called smooth bark that is happening to trees, where bark is falling off and presents no threat to the tree at all. I'm getting several questions a day right now about bark coming off oaks. And in most cases, that's a normal practice. When a tree starts to grow and expand, the bark sloughs off. It is a dead tissue and cannot expand. And so it's equivalent to mud drying on a balloon, and you try to blow the balloon up a little bit more, and the mud just pops off, and that's what the bark is doing. The best suggestion I would have is either get a certified arborist out to look at the trees, or wait a few weeks and see what happens. There's nothing that you need to rush to get done, and see if when that bark does come off all the way, if you don't see normal smooth bark forming beneath it. But please look at the smooth bark syndrome. It's, if you'll go to my website, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com, and then way down in the very, very lower right corner of my homepage, there is a sliver of a spot that says click here to see the most recent example of eGardens. And it is there archived for you, and you're looking for the part on smooth bark.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, see if that's it. And if it isn't, then odds are it's just bark that is sloughing off. And if it is bark sloughing off, it's not a problem. If there's active decay down there, then you have a problem. So that would be the thing I would worry about. I'm looking at it right now, and it is down on the right, almost to the bottom of that page. And you'll see a sloughing tree bark. Happy to offer this helpful article. It came from the Texas Forest Service. There you go. Appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much. Let's see. Now I'm going to close that screen. And there is our next call up will be, right after this break, Mark in Mineral Wells. And that has opened up several lines. You notice it took a lot of calls during that segment. And so give us a buzz. 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, you hit the pound sign and 820. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've published our magazine now for more than 25 years. We have the finest garden writers in the state of Texas, and you know a lot of their names, and they've been writing for us, several of them, for all of that time. These are the veterans. These are my friends. These are the people, my go-to people, and you'll find them in the pages of our magazine. A lot of people work with me, alongside me, to help our magazine be the best gardening magazine in the United States, because it is regionalized, it's specific for the state of Texas. Now, you get the magazine and at the same time save one-third on my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying them together today before 11. We have some of my calendars left. If you call today, there won't be any problem filling the order, and we'll get it in the mail right away, probably tomorrow at the latest Tuesday. Our staff is still kind of swamped under from the landscape school yesterday, but certainly within the next 2 days, it'll be in the mail. And you will have a calendar that has more than 12,000 words of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. You get all of that at a one-third savings. The total price for the entire offer is $38.95. That gives you a full year of our magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information of when to do the important tasks in gardening. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. There's a $3 postage charge to get the calendar to you quickly, priority mail, and that is the offer. Call before 11. Call while we still have calendars available. Call right now, 1-800-752-GROW. We will run out of calendars. This offer will not go on much longer. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
My name is Samantha, and I'm a recovering addict alcoholic. Before Serenity High, I wasn't in school at all. I dropped out of school, and I was in a lot of trouble with the law court system, and I didn't really have anything going for me, and it just wasn't good. I found out about Serenity High through my IOP and my probation officer, and they just told me it was an amazing school. The staff at Serenity, they help you with your school day. It's more of a one-on-one kind of thing. Serenity High has definitely given me a lot of tools to help me see the goals I want for myself, and it's definitely given me tools to go after that goal and make it happen. For more information, call our principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And that is a wonderful school. If you have a youngster who is away at rehab or know of one, a friend or a grandchild or relative, and you're wondering what on earth is that family going to do or what are we going to do with our youngster when they get out of rehab, because it's just not safe to go right back where they were. I mean, think about any bad situation. If you're having trouble breathing because of a bunch of dust and you get out in the fresh air and clear your lungs out, you don't want to go right back into the dust, not unless you make some kind of provision to protect yourself. And that's what Serenity High is. It gives kids coping skills. And most of all, it rebuilds self-esteem. That is the coolest thing. I'm at Serenity High frequently and have served on their board since before this, while the school was being planned, and proudly so. I love that school. It is just so cool. For parents who have been down this road, and we have, it is a tough thing. It would have been wonderful for one of our kids, and it wasn't there. And so that's why my wife and her school board activity, we decided this is something that needs to happen. And McKinney School District is the one that chose Serenity as a project. And for 13 years now, Serenity High has been offering incredible help. There are all but one of the big Collin County ISDs partner with McKinney to send their kids there and to pay tuition for their kids to come when needed. It's an on as-needed basis only. They don't obligate to anything until they have a youngster who needs the help of Serenity High. And all but one of the Collin County school districts are partnering. You see the complete list at serenityhigh.org, and hopefully your district will be one of the ones that does. Let me tell you right now about Encore Electric Delivery. This company probably had some power outages this week because of the rain. A lot of big old trees that have died by drought and heat have come down this week. I've seen probably 8 or 10 big old trees that obviously were dead that have come down, and 2 or 3 of them I saw in power lines. And that sends Encore right out there. And you know what? If they're big enough when they come crashing down to take all down the power lines, that means that they were in the wrong place. When you buy a tree, and when you plant a tree, the most critical thing that you can do is look up and look sideways, and don't plant it within the growth area of that mature tree. You need to know before you grow, how tall does this grow? How wide will this grow? Let's put it a different way in terms, maybe it'll make more sense to you. So you are living in a one-room efficiency apartment of 700 square feet, and you're about to buy a dog, and you say, no, I just need a dog. It doesn't matter. I want a pretty dog. And so you get a dog. And you don't know whether your dog is a pretty poodle or a chihuahua or whether it is a pretty St. Bernard. And suddenly that dog doesn't fit the surroundings. And that's what happens when you buy a tree without asking questions beforehand. Now, if you know trees, that's great. But big trees like live oaks and Schumard red oaks and pecans, these are our best trees. Need to be 50 feet back from the power lines. Think also, I don't think Encore will be upset with me for giving this tip. Think about underground utilities as well. Encore Electric Delivery has a lot of information on their website. It's O-N-C-O-R, encore.com/know-before-you-grow. Back to Mark in Mineral Wells. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. Hey, we sure love your show. Appreciate all the good information you give.
Thank you.
Hey, Neil, I was wanting a privacy fence made of plants, And I was wondering, what would you use? I would like for it to be at least 6 feet tall and maybe have some flowers in it.
All right. And describe your property to me. Is it an urban lot or is it out in the country? What do you have?
Yes, it's out in the country. Yes, sir.
How much space is involved?
Probably 50 feet.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask that right.
50 do you feet
have,
long.
Do you have acreage is what I meant
oh,
to
yes,
say.
Oh, yes, sir.
I would offer, without seeing any part of your landscape, I'm going to step out on thin ice and make a suggestion. That is, I don't know that I would put a wall of plants up. I've said that to some other people about privacy screens with big evergreen trees, and I'm going to say the same thing here. It might be nicer to zigzag things a little bit and have it look a little more natural, a little more just so you don't just put up a big green fence of sorts.
Uh-huh.
And having said that, most of our flowering shrubs are deciduous. They're going to be bare half of the year or 40% of the year. And so, therefore, it's sometimes a better idea to use an evergreen like Nellie R. Stevens holly or one of the other hollies or if you have more room, a big red cedar. Several big red cedars and zigzag them and then put your flowering plants in front of them on your side of them so that they are backed by the evergreens. They'll show up so beautifully when they bloom against that dark background. The evergreens will provide you 52 weeks of privacy, and then these plants will just kind of go neutral when they're bare in the wintertime.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
And
okay.
So you could use crepe myrtles. You could use forsythia. You could even use flowering quince, which is extremely beautiful when it blooms and extremely ugly when it isn't blooming.
So. Okay, now what was that last one you were saying?
Flowering quince.
Okay.
Some veteran Texans call it japonica.
Oh, okay. Do rose bushes get that tall? I mean,
roses don't get 8 feet tall, but some of them will get pretty close to that. The best one I would think for a privacy screen, I've got to be really quick, would be the butterfly rose, Mutabilis, Rosa Mutabilis.
Okay.
Or spectabilis, I guess it is. But it's butterfly rose, and that's a beautiful one that would make a pretty screen.
Okay,
I got to
great.
Run. I really appreciate you, Cole. We have two more hours, folks, on hold. Stay with me.